Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the Mississippi State Fair. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dean Joe San, Mississippi State University Extension 4-H Livestock Specialist. So Dean, tell me about the upcoming Mississippi State Fair. What are the dates, and what can people expect to see there?
Well, Amy, the 2015 Mississippi State Fair will start on Wednesday, October the 7th, and run through Sunday, October the 18th. The State Fair is always held on the fairgrounds in Jackson, right off of Interstate 55. At the fair, attendees can witness a lot of different events and activities that are going on. There's always stuff to do on the midway. There are antique car shows and tractor shows and entertainment events. But here today, we're going to talk more about what goes on with our 4-H livestock shows.
So what types of livestock shows and activities go on during the State Fair?
Well, during the week, the State Fair is sort of divided into two weekends, and we have different activities that will be going on each weekend with our livestock shows. But during the State Fair, we'll have different types of beef and dairy cattle that are being exhibited by youth. We'll have a market lamb show. We'll have a variety of goat shows, as well as a hog show. In addition to the shows themselves, there'll be an opportunity for 4-H youth to compete in several educational contests that promote some of the species animals that they show.
Well, it sure seems like there's a lot of events that go on at the State Fair. Can you give us a brief rundown of the schedule?
Sure. As I mentioned, the State Fair gates will open on Wednesday, October the 7th. And the next couple of days, we basically have animals making their way to Jackson to be shown. So we'll have lambs and breeding cattle, beef breeding cattle that'll be coming in, as well as some market steers and commercial beef heifers. Our shows really kick off on Saturday, October the 10th. We'll start that morning with our steer show, and then right after lunch have our lamb show. So it's a good opportunity to see some of those animals being exhibited. On Sunday, October the 11th, we have our beef showmanship that'll take place in our judging arena. And then Monday will be a busy day. We'll show all of our commercial beef heifers, as well as our purebred beef breeding cattle. We always have some good quality cattle that will be on display that day. And we'll also have our market hog show on that Monday. And then we'll take a couple of days for the fairgrounds to clean things out, and we'll get ready for the second weekend of the fair, when we'll have a lot of dairy cattle as well as goats. On Friday, October the 16th, we'll start that morning with our open dairy cattle show. And then at 12 o'clock that day, around lunchtime, we'll have goat showmanship, followed by our commercial meat goat doe show. Also on Friday, October the 16th, we'll have our junior dairy goat show. The last day of our junior show will be on Saturday, October the 17th, where we will have our junior dairy cattle show and then our market goat show.
And I understand there are various educational contests that are part of the fair. Tell me about those.
Sure. On the weekend of our dairy cattle show, we'll have a junior dairy quiz bowl, where it's sort of a Jeopardy-style contest where youth answer questions about dairy cattle in the dairy industry. We also have an opportunity to have a competition to select a dairy sweetheart and goat princesses, which will help with our awards and things throughout the next year. And we also have some special dairy classes that will take place on Friday, October the 16th. To me, one of the highlights of the fair is the Pretty Cow Contest, and this is an educational event where the youth take the June dairy theme. This year, it's Get More with Milk, and then they'll decorate their dairy heifer or their cow with that theme. So it's a great opportunity for the public to come out to learn about milk, to learn about dairy products, and for youth to be able to show off their animals.
So if people want to learn more about the Mississippi State Fair, where should they go?
If you go to msucares.com, you can select the link for livestock and then youth livestock. And under the heading for resources, you'll be able to click on the premium book that'll have a detailed schedule.
All right. Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Dean Joe San, Mississippi State University Extension 4-H Livestock Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.